Again, the last week of Advent, which often is a short week depending on when Christmas falls. This year, we have about half of the week left before Christmas. And you notice, of course, the church once again reminds us of the need to prepare our souls for baptism, for Christmas. In the Gospel, we read of how St. John, when he was preaching, preparing the way for the coming of Christ, that he fulfilled the prophecy that he would be preaching that the rough ways be made smooth, the valleys filled, the hills lowered, and the crooked ways would be made straight. In the old days, it was the practice, if you had a king or someone important coming to visit a town, they would get ready for the visit by smoothing out the road that comes into the town to make it as straight, as easy as possible, filling in the dips and lowering the hills and straightening it. But this is applied to our souls, preparing the way for the coming of Christ at Christmas. There is a spiritual significance, smoothing out the rough roads, that is, overcoming impatience and anger, lack of charity, and straightening the crooked ways, that is, if we have been guilty of injustice or deceit, to correct that, to straighten it. And the filling of the valleys of overcoming that unchristian discouragement and depression, the lowering of the hills of pride, growing in humility before the coming of Christ, Christmas. And these are the things the church reminds us to do as we get ready for Christmas, which of course means Christ Mass, the Mass on Christmas, on the Nativity of our Lord. We notice a difference between the way that Catholics celebrate the time before Christmas, or the way we spend the time, and the way that the world does now. For the world, it's feast before the fast. For Catholics, it's the fast before the feast. In other words, the world nowadays, start celebrating Christmas, usually in a secular, a pagan way, not even playing Christmas songs, usually secular, weeks or more before Christmas. And then when Christmas Day comes, the very next day, you see everyone's Christmas trees on the curb, and they're moving on to the next thing. Do the feast and then the fast. They celebrate all before the day, and then the day comes and they forget about it like it was nothing important. Catholics, we do the opposite. We fast before the feast, meaning we prepare in penance for important feast days. We look forward to them. We don't celebrate them before, but we prepare our souls by penance and prayer. And then, when the day comes, then we celebrate. We have a great joy knowing that we have prepared. Just like a runner in a race who runs and goes through the suffering of running exhausted as fast as he can to win the race. But then, as soon as the race is finished, he celebrates. So, we have on Christmas Eve, when many around the world are celebrating Christmas, for Catholics, it's the day of penance. If you come to Mass that day, you see the priest wears the same violet vestments that were worn throughout Advent and penitential season. And Certainly, if I say it would not be wrong if you have other families who unfortunately do plan parties, Christmas gatherings for the family on that day, I don't think you have to avoid the family gathering. It's a day of family. But we should always remember it is a day of penance. And so that would not excuse from the abstinence from meat or the fast for those that are bound to fast. And so it would be, if that's the case, it would be a good opportunity for one last sacrifice before Christmas. Yes, being very careful in observing the law for Christmas Eve. And then when Christmas Day comes, remember that we have the 12 days of Christmas. We celebrate Christmas throughout that time, and even longer, really, the whole Christmas season goes until February 2nd, when we celebrate the feast of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the presentation in the temple when Our Lady presented the Christ child in the temple according to the old law. So make this a good last few days in preparation for Christmas, and then when the feast comes, celebrate it, rejoice, and continue celebrating Christmas throughout the Christmas season. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.